Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, bereaved families and survivors have gathered again at the Struil Arts Centre for the fifth day of commemorative hearings at the Oma bombing inquiry. Our reporter Una Kelly is there and she joins me on the line now. So Una, who has the inquiry been hearing from so far this morning?
We've been hearing from Michael Gallagher, a prominent campaigner throughout all of this and really the driving force behind getting this inquiry set up. His son Aidan was 21 when he was murdered in the bomb in Oma. We heard that Aidan was a self-employed mechanic at the time and a meticulous worker. He was described as having a wide group of friends and was the joker in the pack with a sharp wit. We also heard that he had a strong sense of social justice and couldn't tolerate bullies or inequality in any form. His father, Michael, said that Aidan had friends from all denominations and no interest whatsoever in politics. Michael said that his son Aidan had a special bond with his mother. He also described how his pride and joy was a white MR2 car and that the car sat outside the Gallagher's home for many years after Aidan's death. He said that he was incredibly proud of his son as a person and a professional, someone that you could absolutely depend on. Michael said that one of the pleasures of having children is that as they get older, they'll be able to do small things to help you. And he said that they have been denied that as a family.
He talked as well, didn't he, about the day itself, the 15th of August 1998. Una, how did Michael Gallagher describe what happened on the day?
Well, Michael, like so many others, described it as a beautiful summer's day. He recalls seeing a newspaper headline that where a victim of the Enniskillen bombing had gotten married, and Michael thought that it was great that they were turning a corner. He described how their family had already been affected by the troubles. His younger brother Hugh had been murdered by the Provisional IRA in 1984, but in 1998 they were feeling hopeful. He said that Aidan had gone into the town that day to buy jeans and had said that he wouldn't be long. When Michael was at the garage that afternoon, he heard the explosion and saw the smoke. And later, when they saw the Prime Minister on the TV, they knew it was serious. He drove to the hospital to find Aidan. He described the scenes there as being like Vietnam. And when he had no news of Aidan, he knew they were in trouble. It was later on that day that they were called to the temporary morgue to identify Aidan.
And Michael Gallagher, we know, of course, was one of the people who has led the campaign for this public inquiry into Oma to happen. But in the aftermath of the bomb, he went on, didn't he, to form a support group for people like himself who were left behind and who were affected so deeply. And he spoke about that work over the years.
Yes, he described in very strong terms his feelings about it. He said that on that day, the real IRA declared on an unsuspecting civilian population there for political aims, they had declared war. And this group describes themselves as freedom fighters. He said, in fact, they were freedom takers and the victims ended up being the freedom fighters. So Michael went on to form that support group. And he says that over the years, campaigning for that has taken many a toll on himself and his family. But he felt it was important that victims learn from each other and that they build those relationships as the terrorists had been learning from each other.
Yeah, he's an incredible man and an incredible activist, and he continues to give evidence there at the Oma bombing inquiry, and Una will be there throughout the day and covering that for RTE Radio 1.